Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast, or I should say Pause Cast. We've decided to call this episode a Pause Cast because we are taking a break. It was a hard decision to make, but we've got a few things going on, and in a way we're kind of saving our sanity, I think, with this decision. And we are going to pause the podcast until the beginning of October. So what that means is we're basically having September off. So we'll chat about that and our reasons why in this episode. But before we do that, I wanted to share a review of the week. We actually had loads of reviews this week on the back of your episode last week. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how to feel.
How did you feel after doing that episode? And because you were so honest and you spoke so just from the heart.
Yeah, I kind of relied a lot on what we spoke about. You know, we thought, like, when you do the podcast, you don't think people are listening.
Oh, you relied on that.
Yeah, so I relied a lot on that. Just going back to the podcast, there was a time in my life where I would have been quite reluctant to tell the truth or speak about myself. But yeah, I just happened to be in a good place and I don't mind speaking honestly and openly. And yeah, I felt a bit vulnerable doing it, and especially editing it. Yeah, someone sent me a beautiful DM on Instagram and I decided to listen back to it and I was quite happy with it. So yeah, I feel good.
I absolutely loved it. And when I listened to it, I rang you straight away and I wanted to tell you that it really moved me and that it's a brilliant episode. And I wanted to kind of encourage you so that you weren't so scared about releasing it, but you were fast asleep. I think whenever you share like that, it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah. And it just comes down to taking a break from these podcasts and the work that we do. It's emotionally draining. And when your business relies on good quality production, you can't do something half-arsed. Can I say arsed?
Yeah, you can. You can get away with it on a podcast.
Can I? yeah, you can't do anything by halves. You have to go all in and give the best you can give. So I think taking this break is not so much, well, obviously it's needed physically, emotionally and whatever, but we need to take a break because it will affect our product. We need to be able to deliver a really good product so people get value for money.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when we were chatting about taking the break, I was thinking, I was kind of torn because on the one hand, we talk so much about being consistent on this podcast and, you know, showing up and having weekly content. And I felt like we were kind of going against that by saying, hey, we're going to take, you know, 4 or 5 weeks off.
I felt that too. Like, I'm really proud of our back to back.
Yeah. You know? And we know we've really, you know, worked hard to show up each week, and it kind of feels hard to take a break.
It feels like you're letting yourself down.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. And, but then I thought about the podcast episode that we did a while back called Playing the Long Game. And what I realized was that this strategy or idea of taking 4 or 5 weeks off is actually about consistency, and it's about us coming back and being able to do that next 100 episodes. So when I realized that, then it all fell into place and I was like, yeah, this will be great because it will refresh us. It'll give us new ideas, and then we can go back into all the things that we love, making the podcast, making new online courses, and we'll feel so much better rather than that feeling like you're constantly having to be producing things all the time.
Yeah, I remember I was listening to a podcast about how the brain works, and they were talking about old wives' tales. And one of the old wives' tales was when people would say, I'll sleep on it. And they did this scientific experiment from creative people, you know, like carpenters and mechanics and stuff, that when they would come across a problem, they wouldn't try and fix it. They would walk away from it and they would sleep on it. And when they'd wake up the next morning, they'd be able to fix that problem. And it's just one of those things. We need to sleep on it, you know,
yes.
Just step away for a bit and just sleep on it.
And we've had such a long, sustained period of work. Since the beginning of this year, we have been working consistently at the particularly the course that we've released recently, the Modern Mixed Media e-course, there has been so much that's been involved with that. We need to sleep on it. We need to let sort of new ideas come to the surface. And sleeping on it is something that works a lot for me, just in a day-by-day kind of basis, particularly when I'm trying to like get something out and it's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the day and I'm tired and I'm trying to write like a newsletter or a social media post and I've got nothing. And then I'll just walk away and then attack it again the next morning and boom, just comes out.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I want people to know this, is that this isn't just us taking a break. Like, this is a very informed decision that we're making, because we don't want to take a break. We want to push through and get everything done and be consistent. So we've had to sit down and have a long, serious conversation about how to be strategic in taking a break. Because when we come back, we're coming back with a bang.
Yes. Yeah. So that is the difference between, I guess, if we didn't take a break, we might have to take a break because we're totally burned out.
Correct.
We're not actually at that point. Like, no. I said at the beginning, it's to save our sanity, but it's actually about being proactive, because mm-hmm. we're both in good spirits at the moment, but we have got some things that we're going to talk about that will make us very busy over the next few months. So this is a smart decision. We haven't shared the review of the week, though. We've already gone deep into the conversation.
And
I want to just get back to the review. So this is a bit of a long one, but I want to read it out to you because the title of it is Richie Talk More. Dearest Laura and Richie, this latest episode was fantastic. Richie has an amazing story all of his own about how he came into work creatively, but what really blew me away was how he talked about you, Laura. The joy and desire to encourage you, the way he celebrates your wins, and the way seeing you pursue art inspired him to take bigger risks himself. It was all so poetic, and it almost made me cry. I have to say, we've had a lot of messages around that the episode either made someone cry or almost made them cry.
Ever since I was a young boy, I always made girls cry.
You've made me cry before, but not in that way. Richie is a deep, powerful, masculine soul that could teach men a lot about what it means to be good men. I appreciated so much of what he had to say about his deconstruction of masculinity and finding his value in being a good husband and father to your kids. He has so much more to say than he likely gives himself credit for. His coaching gift really comes out in this podcast episode, and I think he should use that gift more. Everyone would appreciate it, I'm sure. I'm so taken aback by the relationship between the two of you and the transparency you have about life and the creative process. Please keep this content going. It is fresh water to many a parched artistic soul, especially to us married ones.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful.
Now I feel really bad about taking a break.
I said that to you this morning because I was reading the reviews and many of them had something along the lines of, you know, keep it up. We love listening to it every week. And I was like, oh, we've just planned this break.
Yes. Well, back to the coaching thing.
Yeah.
All coaches have to get their athletes to take a break because the fear of overtraining and burnout is very real.
Yeah. And we will be back. As you've said, we'll be back with a bang. We want to line up some more podcast interviews, some fresh content. Mm-hmm. We have felt like we've been chasing our tail a bit over the last few months, and we just need to just have a bit of time to think about where we're going.
Yeah.
So we will be back. And thank you so much for that review, Kale200X via Apple Podcasts in the USA. And thank you so much for the thoughtful comments that you've given us and for encouraging Richie to talk more.
I'll do my best. I'll try not to mumble.
You spoke really well in the last episode.
Yeah, I guess when you start to talk more, you kind of warm up.
Mm-hmm.
Where normally I'd be sitting in silence for like 5 minute stints and then you'd ask me a question and I'd kind of have to mumble.
In other words, you had to stay awake the whole time.
Come out of my slumber and say and give an answer.
Yeah. So we chatted a bit about the decision-making process for taking a break and how it was quite hard, and we were weighing up, you know, the advantages of being consistent and staying on that weekly schedule versus actually taking a break in order to refresh and have some new energy. But I also wanted to talk about what happened in the last week or so that made that decision a little bit easier. Because we started thinking about taking a break just off the back of doing the big e-course. We sort of knew that when we got to the end of that course, so for anyone who's listening who doesn't know, we've just finished a 6-week, well, actually we haven't quite finished, but we've just released the last week of a 6-week e-course called Modern Mixed Media. And we had always thought that we might have a little bit of a holiday or a break after that. But then something happened on the weekend and we realized that we probably really need to take a break. So do you want to tell them or will I tell them?
Laura brought me to see a house on Sunday and we were only going to look at it. But when she walked in the door, she had a quick walk around and she came back down and like it was an opening. So there was lots of families and I think there was 100 people walking through. And she kind of had these tears in her eyes and she's like, I want this house. I want it so bad. And I just knew there and then that we were in all sorts of trouble. I was like, oh my God.
This is the danger of going house hunting. So in my head, I had thought that maybe we might move house in about a year or so.
Yes.
You know, I figured that it was probably a good idea to go and check out the lay of the land and have a think about where I might want to be and suss out a few houses. And of course, there was one that just hugged me as soon as I came in the door.
It is really, really cute.
It's gorgeous and it's, you know, got wooden floors, it's creaky, it's sort of got a farmhouse.
It's a cross between, a farmhouse and a kind of like a Scandinavian, house.
And it's
in
got...
In the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah, it's very, very hillsy and it's got a wraparound veranda on two levels that looks out over a conservation park, but also it has a view to the city. So you see all the city lights. So it's a gorgeous view, full of nature. You know, we'll have all the koalas and the kookaburras and all that right on our doorstep.
And it's funny, like it's when you're working for yourself and your business is relatively successful, we haven't even enjoyed benefits of being like debt free. Like we only just arrived at that and now you're like, I want that bigger, better house.
And don't now, say that.
And now I'm like, okay. It's kind of like having cash in one hand and then someone just coming along and taking it off you.
Yeah.
But as I said to you, you're better off living in your dream home, paying it off than, you know, waiting to have the money to buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not saying it's necessarily the right decision on a practical, you know, level, but I just wanted to be in a home like that. And also it's near my family, mm-hmm. So I'll be moving back to where I grew up, which is something that I've wanted to do. We have been living by the coast and now we're going back to the hills, the Adelaide Hills or the foothills in Adelaide.
But if you take everything away, like strip everything back, like forget the financial side of things, forget the logistics and all of that kind of stuff. But if just looking at you and Sophia walking around that house when we went back to do our second visit, it's an emotional and a spiritual connection. Like, yeah, there was, for me anyway, there was absolutely no question in my mind that it's the right decision to make.
We've bought houses for other reasons, like more practical reasons. Like the house that we're in now is very well situated. The school is just up the road, the kindergarten. There's things like that. It was a very safe house to buy in a way, easy house to sell again, hopefully, because we're about to do that. but all of those things. This house has got a few more quirks and it's definitely a different kind of decision. It was a decision made on feeling,
yeah,
and an emotional feeling. But anyway, to cut a very long story short, because I could make this a long story quite easily, we could go through it room by room.
Yes.
But anyway, we saw the house. We went back for a second visit. We put an offer in. They accepted our offer. we just went and did a building inspection yesterday, and we're just finalising a few bits and pieces.
It all happened very fast.
Yeah, we're a long way off having the keys in our hand, so you know we've still got some hoops to jump through. But all going well, we'll be in that house in November. But we need to sell our house now.
Yeah.
And so now we have that to organise and get ready. So once we knew that, then it was kind of like a no-brainer. We're like, well, yes, we're going to take September off because we need to fix things up and clean and tidy and get our house presented for sale.
So, yeah, in true Laura style, I have to talk her into taking a break in September. And you're like, oh, no, I want to keep doing the podcast and I'll practice my art and, you know, I'll make some stuff to sell. And then I was like, no, babe, we really need to take a break. And you're like, okay, then we'll take a break. And then on the Sunday, you're like, I want to buy a house.
I don't know how to do a break.
And I'm like, this is not a break.
Like, I absolutely do not have the capacity to have a real break.
And I'm like, oh my God. And the funny thing is you're looking at me going, what? Why the long face? And I'm saying, I have to take that furniture apart. I have to unpack.
I just saw a wide open space in the schedule. And I thought, let's just do a little project during that space.
I'm laughing because people do not know how crazy you are.
Well, I was thinking about having this break before we discovered the house. And within a day or so of us sort of wrapping up everything we needed to do for the modern mixed media e-course, I was like, yeah, might just film a mini. Like, I'm a shocker. Yeah. So anyway.
I don't know whether you do it on purpose, but like you manipulate me by challenging me. So you walk up to me and you're like, I want this house. Get me this house. I'm like, babe, I can't just get you this house. If you love me, you'll get it for me.
Psycho. In all fairness, it was a team effort. We've both been, I don't know if it has been a team effort.
You and Sophia Elliott ganged up on me and I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy with the house though. You are very lucky. I like the house.
Yeah.
Because that could have went really wrong.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of minis.
Yes. So there's been a few people who have contacted me and said, you're not stopping altogether, are you, now that you've done this big course and you've got, I think we've got about 9 or 10 mini classes. Well, absolutely not. We are going to get back into class creation. And my hope is that we'll have a new mini coming out before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, so that's on the cards as well. And we'll be running the Modern Mixed Media e-course again in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a new group of people coming through that course. And I have to say, that course has blown my mind. It definitely has gone beyond the expectations that I ever had for it. And truly, it has come down to the people who have participated in the course and how generous they have been in sharing their skills, their knowledge. And because it's a mixed media course, it's brought in all these different elements. Like, there's people that are interested in eco dyeing, stitching and embroidery and things like that have brought that in and combined it with the abstract painting techniques that I teach. And it's just this gorgeous melting pot of stuff, and I love it all.
And from a creative point of view, there's over 40 individual videos in that course.
Yeah.
We have become so proficient and professional in the way we film. And I'm quite looking forward to the next mini, because with that skill that we've built up, I think it's going to be epic.
Well, it's just like anything, isn't it? Practice, practice, practice. And we have seen an enormous amount of growth in our online class creation skills over the last few months. And things that used to take us weeks, we can now do in a much shorter space of time.
Yeah, it's kind of like all those mistakes we've made over 2 years have really paid off into this solid, unique unit, you know?
And I think one of the reasons that we've become so good at putting together videos is because we now have a dedicated space for it and we're not doing it from home. And we moved into this studio where we're recording this podcast today about, oh, it was at the beginning of the year, wasn't
January.
It?
January.
Yeah, January. And we have seen some huge improvements in our workflows and just in our well-being as well.
And your mindset.
Yeah, exactly. And it's made me realize that I appreciate that separation. And before I used to do everything at home, I had my studio at home and I honestly thought that's what I wanted. I thought I wanted a big studio in my backyard so that I could just, you know, go from my lounge room with my cup of coffee and then just head into the studio and it would be all so idyllic. But the reality of that was that I'd get distracted, I'd be vacuuming, putting on washing, people would come round. It just wasn't the same as being in the studio here where I'm just doing my work and getting the job done. And I just like it that way.
Yeah. And the distance between the studio and our house is just short enough to allow your mind to switch from home to work as you travel. Now, it's a short journey. It could be a little bit longer for that transition to really happen. But it's just long enough. I think it's 12 or 13 minutes drive.
Yeah.
And when you get in your car, you really start switching over to business mode. So when you get here, you're...
I actually do a lot of planning in the car. So when I drive to the studio, if we have a podcast, I have a bit of a think about what we might be chatting about. If we're about to film a tutorial, I'll run through, I might practice. I speak out loud. I just, you know, practice on the way in the car. It's a huge resource for me in a way, the drive to the studio. And I never really thought about it like that, but there's something about driving that it's good for me. It's good thinking time.
Yeah. And it's good driving because we chose this studio and it's the opposite direction from town. So we go against the traffic.
Yes. So it's an easy drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we took the punt on this studio at the beginning of the year and tested it out because it's impacted upon the kind of property and house that we've bought because we have decided that we will continue to have a studio separate to the home. And while I will be setting up a bit of an art space in the house, it's not going to be a big space because we have this area here. And I just thought it was worth mentioning that because sometimes what you initially thought you wanted isn't what you actually end up finding is good for you.
Yeah, and look, this studio was and still is perfect for you for going in, closing the door, turning your music on and painting.
Yes.
No cameras.
Yeah.
No microphones, no lights, just painting. And to me, that's what I see your art being all about. You going in, coming out with a big smiley face on you, full of paint, the music blaring, and you're having a really good painting session. But from a business point of view, two people in the business, cameras, lights, microphones, all that kind of stuff, it needs to be separate.
Yeah, and when we're filming, then it becomes more focused on that because we often leave our equipment up. But when we enter a period like we are now, where we won't be filming, we'll pack everything down. And then it's just like a studio space. And then I can come down, put my music on, and it just gives me that time to chill out away from everybody. And that's just a personal thing for me. That's the way that I like to work. And I find it hard to come in and out of creativity. So if I'm painting, I get very into it and I don't want to necessarily like answer the kids' homework questions and things like that. So this way I get to be in my creative zone and then when I come home I can be in the home zone and I'm much more, you know, like easygoing at home then and the kids can come and ask me and climb on me and we can play games and board games and I'm free.
Yeah.
Free to do that sort of stuff. And that's been important. I think it is because I am a bit crazy. I just need it maybe more than what other people do because I am a very driven person that I can get so obsessed about what I'm working on and the business and stuff that it's very hard for me to separate my work from my home life. And this has been transformative, having a separate place to go.
Yeah, and I like it sometimes if you're at the studio and I'll shoot you a text and I'll say, are you coming home for dinner? And you'd be like, I'm going to stay an extra hour. I'm going to watch some YouTube. I'm going to unwind. And it's good because we've created a little comfortable spot where we do the podcasting. And we've got a large TV. We have our computers there. And it's easy to stay back and just, you know, breathe out, relax.
Yeah, because we, you know, we sometimes come here just to relax.
Yeah.
You know, just as a bit of downtime. You know, you'll head down on a weekend and you might do a bit of work, but often you'll watch a bit of boxing or you'll just
Or if my friends in the area, we'd pop in for a cup of tea. Like, I've had friends come in, we have a cup of tea, we watch TV, it's great, you know.
It's like having a holiday house.
I know, but it's not a house really.
All it has is a kettle and a microwave, but
That's all.
So that influenced the house that we ended up putting the offer in on. It doesn't have a glorious studio set up at the house because we'll continue to do that here, but the house in itself is glorious.
Yeah, there is a spot to paint though.
And there is a spot to paint. It'll be a small home studio as well. I think I'll be happy for a long time, you know, working in this way, and then when the kids move out and things change again, then I might move my art more back home. I don't know. I'm not sure. As long as I have somewhere to paint at home, I'm happy.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you're happy at the moment, so I wouldn't even think away from it. I would just keep your mind where you are now, you know?
The views, though, are just spectacular, and the nature. So I'm wondering if that's going to influence the kind of work that I make.
It's funny the difference between you and me. Like, I have this more modern vibe that I like. And you're like, look at that view, Richie. And I'm like, I can't really see the city. Those trees are in the way.
They're like,
that is the view.
How old would some of those gum trees be, though?
Oh, 130 years
huge,
old.
They're huge, big, fat gum trees. And they frame up the city beautifully. But yeah, your style is a little different to mine. I definitely like old, vintagey things. And this house is like a storybook house. It looks like something out of a fairy tale to me.
Okay. Enough about the house.
All right. Sorry. It's all I can talk about.
No, it's all you can think about and talk about.
I haven't even been able to sleep properly for the last week or so. I've been that excited. So we need all the positive vibes to make sure that everything goes smoothly from here, because I am not going to feel comfortable until I actually have those keys. That's the reality of any kind of purchase like this. So
it's the reality of anything.
Yeah. So, you know, we're still in the stage where we're going through the process. But hopefully all
we're
will
90%
go,
yeah, there.
Hopefully all will go well. And then we'll be able to share a little bit more about the house. And Richie's will get me going, no. This is about art, Laura.
That's right.
Get back on track.
People are tuning in to listen to artist interviews and certain techniques in art. And Laura's like, you want to see my kitchen?
Yeah, I was even thinking about setting up a different Instagram page just so I could post photos just of my house, my garden, and my new life
there you get,
in the hills.
Oh, my God.
Are you getting embarrassed?
Very.
About me?
Yes.
You'll have to edit me out then.
Oh, come on. Push on, please.
At least you have that control.
Yes, I do have a little bit of that control.
Yeah. Okay. Back to being focused.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Let's talk about our break. I'm thinking to myself, maybe I don't want you on a break. Maybe I should just work you into the ground.
I don't know. I'm getting more and more like scatty the less work I do. So who knows what I'll be like when I come back.
The funny thing is, when we come back, you still won't be in the house.
I know. That's sad.
Mm.
We won't even be close.
We will. It'll be 2 weeks away.
No. We're coming back on the 7th of October.
Oh, that's right. We
don't
move into
November.
We're
over a month or so. Yeah. So, you know.
Okay.
So that's enough about the house, but I do want to say that taking a break is very important, and I know that we both found the decision quite hard and quite confronting, and we had a lot of fear around it and worry that perhaps taking a break was going to be detrimental, maybe to the business or even just to our motivation. All sorts of things came up. But we know deep down inside how important it is to take a break and to look after your well-being, your family, your friends, all those priorities. We know that, but sometimes it's just hard to put it into practice. So I'm hoping that anyone who is listening that is maybe thinking about taking a break but has these doubts, that perhaps we might encourage people to actually do it, to take some time off. And it could be a short break. I know there's been times in my life where it's been a struggle even to just take one day off. It might be a day or two off from painting, because that can be very refreshing if you're feeling a bit stuck. Just to take some time off, go for walks, catch up with a friend, or it could be a week away from social media. And that will be part of our break too. I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do there, but I do know that I won't be posting as regularly as normal.
All you have to do is just lift the pressure of posting, and that's it.
I'm going to let it just kind of have its own vibe and life, but without putting any sort of strict rules around it. But yeah, letting the pressure evaporate and posting if I feel like it, but just letting it go. And I've already started. I haven't posted on Instagram for about 5 days now. And I've just been busy. I've been enjoying this whole house process. And that's another part of it, is I want to enjoy it. Just giving yourself permission to let go. To let go of some of those things that are causing you stress or a feeling of obligation. So I hope that it encourages people that you can take a break, and it can be part of an overall healthy approach. And that's what we wanted to emphasize in this conversation, is that we're taking a break because we want to be here for the long term. We want to make more podcast episodes, create new classes, more art, all those things are actually motivating us to press pause on the podcast and renew our energy. So even though we are taking a break from the podcast, our business will still be kind of ticking away in the background, and that includes a new featured class. And the featured class this month is Braver Things. And I love this one because it's all about just doing something different and exploring and getting outside of the box. And for anyone who has just taken the Modern Mixed Media e-course, towards the end of that course, we started doing that experimenting and trying different things out. And this would be a great kind of continuation of that approach. So this course is also about digging in deep, and there's a bit of journaling and identifying themes that you want to explore in your art. So it's a good one if you are at the stage where you want to start thinking about what your style is as an artist and how you can express your own uniqueness through your art. And it's a very playful class. I don't know if you remember, but there's spray paint, there's oil sticks, I cut things out.
Is that the one where you use the sticky cellophane and you spray over it?
Yes, I use the contact adhesive and...
promo video to that is great.
Yes, I'll have to make sure I share that. And I mess something up, and I talk through how I feel about it, and I talk through how I solve problems in my art. So it's a very real and honest insight into the creative process with a lot of fun stuff that you can try out. So if you want to get involved in that class, the class is called Braver Things and it's on sale now. It's a mini class, it's self-paced, downloadable videos. It's $44 at the moment using the coupon BRAVE20, and that coupon will expire on the 19th of September. And you can find the class over on my website, which is laurahornart.com/classes, or else you can check out the description for this podcast episode. Well, that's it for now. We look forward to coming back in the first week of October. We'll be back on the 7th of October. And hopefully, all being well, we'll have lots of new energy for the next 100 episodes of this podcast.